Dorsey to be ready by next Wednesday. The Atlanta Constitution. Friday, the 17th of October, 1913. Page 2, Column 1. The proposed conference between Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey and Attorney Leonard Haas, representing the defense of Leo M. Frank, whose motion for a new hearing is expected to be taken up next Wednesday, did not take place yesterday, due to the late arrival from Valdosta of the record in the case. The two attorneys are expected to meet today. There are a number of points to be gone over, and it is expected that certain points claimed by the state to be errors in the plea will be agreed upon one way or the other out of court. It is understood that the defense has practically agreed not to protest to the postponement from Saturday morning. Solicitor Dorsey stated when he arrived from Valdosta, where he spent the time studying the case in quiet, that he believed he would be ready by Tuesday or Wednesday. It is believed that the case will come up on the latter day. The solicitor is yet busy gathering affidavits from the Frank jurors, to the effect that they did not hear the cheering, and also that they were not influenced in any way by the crowd. The question was to whether or not the latter affidavits will be allowed as part of the rebuttal, is one upon which all attorneys are not agreed. All of the jurors who have made statements following the sensational charges of the defense have declared that they were not influenced by the cheering, and most of them declared that they did not hear it or know what the noise was about. Page 11, Column 3. Professional cards P.H. Brewster, Albert Howell, Jr., Hugh M. Dorsey, Arthur Heyman, Dorsey, Brewster, Howell and Herman, Attorneys at Law. Offices, 202, 204, 205, 206, 207, 208, 210 Kaiser Building, Atlanta, Gay. Long distance telephone 3022, 3024, and 3025, Atlanta, J.